Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class will be a yoga class that has a multidisciplinary approach, including some fascial release, some Feldenkrais concepts, active and passive stretching, and some attention to anatomy, in particular, attention to the pubic bone. In a moment, I will help you locate the pubic bone on yourself. Maybe you think you know where the pubic bone is. Maybe you have no idea. So we'll take a moment to find that. But before we do that, just a reminder that you can find info about my online classes on Zoom, self-paced yoga and Feldenkrais courses, and all of my other offerings found on my website, body-matter.com, as well as in the show notes. For today's class, you will need your yoga props, blocks, and a blanket. You can also use, instead of a blanket, you could use a towel or a mini inflatable Pilates ball for the belly bolster position that we will do right at the beginning. So go ahead and take a moment to grab your props, and then we are going to do a little bit of tracing of the pelvis before we get into the rest of the class, just so that we can locate the pubic bone. Now, I do also have in the show notes a link to the blog post for this podcast that has an image. If an image of where the pubic bone would help you, you can go there. So you can do this in standing or sitting or even lying on your back. Bring your hands to the front hip points. This area that it will just, it's a part of your pelvis. It's a bony landmark on your pelvis where you feel it's right below your waist. And you'll feel these part of the bone pokes a little bit out. It's a little bit more pointy. So you could put your fingertips there. Now our pubis, we have a right and a left pubis. That bone is a part of your pelvis. And right now your fingertips are on your pelvis. So if you rock your pelvis in whatever position you're in, you'll feel underneath your fingers that your pelvis is moving. Well, your pubic bone is also moving as you do this. Okay, let that pause. Now, from where your finger pads are on the hip points, could you move the fingertips diagonally downward towards your groin? All the way down until you can find a bone right at the midline. And so there's a right, again, there's a right and a left pubis. And it's not small right where your fingertips are. It's bigger, but this is the bony landmark that we can touch. And this is the point that we'll be thinking about as we move the pubis. And the right and the left side can move independent of one another in a very subtle way. There's a bit of cartilage, soft tissue between the two, somewhat similar to the way that we have discs between our vertebrae. So just noting that. And so this is us locating the pubic bone, the pubis.
So if you at any point want to take a moment to find that point on yourself throughout class, but just so you know where that is, right? And it's connected to all the other parts of the pelvis. So when we move the pubis forward or back, the rest of the pelvis is going to move forward or back. So your sitting bones are a part of your pelvis. So you'll feel your sitting bones move. You'll feel these top hip points are also a part of your pelvis. You'll feel those move. So just to talk a little bit about the landscape that we'll be working with today. Okay, so now grab your blanket. We're going to start with a belly bolster, which I know many of you have done with me before. You're going to unfold your blanket. If you're using a Mexican yoga blanket, it will be folded in quarters. And then from the long end, fold it in half once and then twice. So you have this flat, somewhat thin bolster, because we're going to make a little bolster. You'll roll up one end just a little bit, and we're going to place that in the belly. So not exactly in the belly, right in front of the belly. So somewhere between your pubis and your navel, just a little bit below the navel, but we want it to fit between the two hip points in the front. So you don't want this to be too wide. So what I'm going to do is kneel in front of that rolled up blanket. Grab the edge, less is more here. So it's like you take just a half of a handful. You're going to roll it up. So you just have a little bit of extra. Okay. You're going to place your navel or slightly below your navel down on this roll. If you are pregnant, you don't want to do this. You can do it without the extra roll if that feels okay for you. And again, less is more here, so you don't want that roll to be too big. You might be somewhat uncomfortable if it's too big. And you may be uncomfortable at first, even if it's small. So, but we'll work through that. I'll give you some things to work through that. So you have this this pressure pushing into the belly. You can stack your hands and bring your forehead to rest on your hands. And if right away you know this about yourself, you've maybe done this before with me, or you're really not enjoying this, you know, you might give it another few breaths. And if it still is just feeling really uncomfortable, just unroll the extra lift and come to lie on your belly on the flat blanket. Great. Your feet can be a little wider than your pelvis. Now, just start to notice your breathing. We don't expect that we can have as big of an inhale breath here because there's less space for the diaphragm to move downward. But what does happen is this belly bolster creates a constraint that then moves the breath in some different directions. The diaphragm gets a little creative. So if you could just begin to imagine and perhaps feel how you could breathe in more into the back of your body. You're welcome to try to take a belly breath and push the blanket away. And even when you do that, you may feel that the low back space inflates a bit more than it normally would. Just because you have this, you know, the bolster is right there in your abdomen. And start to just shift your pelvis a little right and left, going quite slowly. Like the most subtle, easy rock of the pelvis right and left. The place where the belly bolster is giving pressure to a nerve plexus, the solar plexus. And so this can actually be a very calming experience. But if it is too much for you, then it might aggravate things. So again, that's where you can just unroll the little bolster. Rocking back and forth with the pelvis. And in a way, we're doing that to slightly confuse the muscles. Any muscles that are gripping in the abdomen. Looking for the possibility for the belly organs and the soft tissue, connective tissue between the belly organs, between the organs and the abdominal muscles to be malleable, to be able to slide. So it's almost as if you're molding the belly bolster into the abdomen. That's right. And the abdomen just sinks into the bolster, almost like the abdomen is mud or clay that can soften over the bolster. Now, another thing that's happening here is for most people, it's going to gently flatten the lumbar curve. And we're actually looking for that here as well, to have the lower back be malleable and able to shift shape. You can still be rocking the pelvis if that's helpful for you, or if you want to come to more of a stillness. You're looking for the potential for the belly to soften, to sink into this. And in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, we're going to turn the toes under and you're going to lift your knees or straighten your knees. So don't do it yet.
when you do it, see if you can keep the abdomen soft. So your forehead can rest on your hands, turn your toes under, and start to lengthen your hamstrings, which are in the back of your leg. So you start to pick your knees up, thinking that the hamstrings from sitting bones lengthen all the way to your heels. Now, if this is too much, because it will give more pressure on the belly, this is too much, you just slowly lower your knees down. If you're continuing to do it, you're lengthening hamstrings towards your heels and see if the belly can continue to be soft and take in this pressure. Great. Gently lower the knees down. Bring your hands back. Lift your forehead a little bit. Bring your hands back so they're under the shoulders. So you feel like you have some power, some purchase with your hands. On an exhalation, slowly lift off of the bolster. Reach back into child's pose. Now your blanket's right there. You could use it for your forehead. Fold it a little bit for under the forehead. And your knees can be slightly wider so that your belly has a little bit of space. Now, notice the first sensation after you come off of the bolster. For many people, they feel warmth in that area. At a certain point, you maybe felt your pulse in the belly. You may have a new respect for expanding the belly when you breathe in. Trying that a few times, just letting your diaphragm move fully down so that the belly expands on breath in. And then exhaling, just noticing what happens, just exhaling and seeing if you can really work to look for the dynamic movement in the abdomen. All right. Slowly roll up from that. Take your blanket, unfold it once out of that long skinny bolster, and then fold it in half the other way. So you just have something you can sit on. We're just going to sit cross-legged. If you need more lift, you can grab a block, something more to place underneath your pelvis. Finding a comfortable position for your legs. You don't have to be in the Sukhasana cross-leg position. Your legs could be out wider if that's needed. Just bring your hands down to the legs. All right, let your eyes close. Likely there still is some tension coming down into the abdomen. So we're going to stay there with our breathing a bit. We're going to work with a breath practice as we exhale. That will be exhaling through the mouth, and you'll purse your lips pretty small, as if you have a little cocktail straw between your lips. And as you exhale out through the mouth with pursed lips, as if you're moving the air slowly through that straw. You'll inhale through your nose. And begin to look for how, when the lips are pursed, the exhale naturally slows down. Perhaps at the end of the exhale, you can even pause, just taking a moment to hold the air out. And during that moment, right at the end of the exhale, seeing if the belly can still be responsive. So most likely the belly has drawn back pretty spontaneously or naturally. Try not to hold the belly back with your abdominal muscles. So just let the movement of the wind of the breath, the movement of the breath out through pursed lips. Let that move the abdomen back without any kind of extra tightening in the abdomen.
It might even feel like the pelvic floor draws up like a trampoline, like you bounce down on the trampoline. And then when you jump up, there's this little lift or rebound up. Imagining the pelvic floor is like a little trampoline. And as you're exhaling slowly out through the mouth, there's a slight lift there. And just looking for this movement in the belly, not thinking about it too hard, not making or forcing anything to happen. And you exhale out through the mouth, inhaling through the nose. And just take two more of those. So exhale through that small tunnel through the mouth, feeling this idea or imagining the idea of the pelvic floor rebounding up. The inhale comes in through the nose. Great. Okay, let the eyes open. Come back to relaxed lips. Both inhale and exhale out through the nose. Okay, so remember pubic bone. You're just going to walk your hands forward, keeping your spine long. We're not going super far forward, but just taking the hands slightly forward so that you can keep a long spine. With the hands on the floor, can you slide your pubic bone back? Your pelvic floor, you may also feel that sliding back. Your pubic bone is moving back towards your tail. It's subtle, but it's going to tip the pelvis a little bit. Great. Keeping that, walk your hands over to the left about 90 degrees. You can do this with your legs long still as well. So your left knee or left leg, you can see that leg. You're in a slight twist, of course, but also slightly moving into flexion of the spine. And from here, can you still slide your pubic bone back a bit? Great. Now walk your right hand a little bit farther away from you, off towards the left side of your room. And some of you may be able to bend your right elbow. Maybe your right elbow touches your left knee. Maybe your right elbow can come to the floor on the other side of your right knee. Now that's quite far for most people. And if to get the elbow to the floor, your right sitting bone has to lift up, let that happen right now. Yeah, so maybe you're just weighting the right elbow towards the floor. The ribs are turning to the left. And allow your right sitting bone to come off of your blanket. Let the head hang. Great. Slowly walk your hands back up through center. If you have a cross of your legs, can you switch the cross so the other leg's in front? Bring your hands forward. Again, we're not going super far forward. We're keeping a long spine, neutral spine. And from there, can you slide your pubic bone back towards your tail? It will feel like a little tipping of your pelvis. So look for that action. Good. Walk your hands over to the right, about 90 degrees. We're really, often we go just 45 degrees. We're really going quite far, which is why I'm allowing that sitting bone to lift, because we're in quite a twist here. So you can look down towards your hands. Let your left hand walk a little bit farther out. Maybe that's plenty. The left side ribs are turning as if the left side ribs want to turn towards your right hand. Some of you may be able to bend your left elbow and bring the left elbow to touch the right knee or even to move beyond the knee to the floor. Great. Slowly come all the way back up to sit. Okay. Bring your hands just back behind you for a moment. Think of lifting the waist up off of the pelvis. And in this position, can you slide your pubic bone back a little bit? It might feel like you're arching the back, right? The lumbar curve will really show up. And then let that release. Take your right arm overhead. Palm faces the midline. Left hand out to the side. Find the floor with the left hand. Just walk your left hand out, starting to move into a side bend. So now, please do keep both sitting bones heavy. Good. Feel the space behind the head, behind the ears, making sure that the chin is not tucking inward. So you're looking forward. Great. Bend your right elbow. Bring your hand behind your head. Let the head gently press back into the hand. The right elbow feels the space behind it, pushing back a bit there. And take a full breath into the right side ribs, that whole distance from right hip up to right armpit. On exhalation, drop your right elbow down towards your left knee and feel that turning, twisting of the ribs that we just spent some time in. On inhalation, lift the head, come back to that side bend, let the head press back into the hand. So we'll flow like that a little bit with the breath. So you exhale, let the belly be malleable, bringing the right elbow to the left knee. Inhale, open the front. You come back to the side bend, feel the head press back a little bit into the hand. But again, exhaling, rounding, right elbow towards left knee. Inhale, lift the right elbow, open the chest. Great. Last time, exhale, rounding. This time, stay there. So maybe your right elbow is a little closer to your left knee. Keep your head hanging and just bring your right hand to the floor. Good. Walk your hands back. Come all the way upright with the spine. Again, switch the cross of your legs if you're working with cross leg position. Inhale the left arm overhead. Right hand comes out to the side. Walking your right hand out, taking your side bend. First, just simple. And feeling that both sitting bones are equally heavy. So there's an anchoring of the left sitting bone to the floor. Good. Bend the left elbow. Bring the hand behind your head. Soften the jaw. And feeling the face, it's as if the face can press back towards the back of the head. The back of the head leans back into your hand. On your inhale, expand through the whole left side from left armpit to left hip. Good. Exhaling, left elbow comes down towards the right knee, finding the flexion and the rotation in the spine. As you inhale, open the chest, taking the left elbow back towards the ceiling. Great. Exhaling, rounding. And I see some of you are shifting your leg position, taking care of yourself in that way. Good. Inhale, open. Left elbow towards ceiling. Good. Exhale, rounding. Just being careful that you're not forcing the head down right now, not overstretching the neck in that down position. And then likewise, as you inhale and lift the left elbow, actively push the head back into the hand a little bit to strengthen those muscles in the back of the neck. One more time. Exhale, rounding. And inhale, lift. Great. Come back to rounding. We'll finish this side like we did the last side. Bring your left hand back to the floor. And feel your whole back space, your back, low ribs, lower back, wide. And slowly come on up to sit. You can take that blanket out from underneath and come to your back.
Take your time to come onto your back. When you do that, after some of that work, your spine, your sacrum, and pelvis might take a moment to settle and shift. Have your knees bent and your feet standing. The arms can just rest alongside the body. Slowly move your pubic bone away from your chest so that your lower back arches slightly and the pelvis tilts. And then do the opposite, tilting the pelvis, the lower back will come towards the floor and the pubic bone moves in the direction of your navel. Gently rock the pelvis like this. As you do it, can you really keep in mind the point of the pubis? So either you're keeping that in your imagination, you know, you can imagine like I put the little stickers on the skeleton, like there's a colorful dot there, and you're just following its pathway and noticing as it moves, trying to sense what other parts of the body move and not bracing or resisting, keeping the rest of the skeleton from moving, but really allowing the soft tissues to be soft so that the bones can respond to this pubic bone moving. Great. Okay, we'll work with that a bit more. So now pick your feet up, bring your knees towards your chest, give them a squeeze in towards your chest. Now the closer your knees come towards the chest, the more you feel the lower back come into the floor. And we do that often after back bends, and that can be really therapeutic for people. Okay, now keep a hold of the knees. You can kind of bring your hands more at the top of the knees and straighten your arms. Have your lower legs just dangling. Your arms will stay straight, hands continue to hold the knees. And in this position, can you tip the pelvis, move the pubic bone away from your chest, and then move the pubic bone a little towards the chest. But again, you're trying to keep your arms straight and be able to sense the pelvis rolling around the thigh bones. See how quiet your thighs can be, your thigh bones can be. Great. Okay, now take just your left foot to the floor. Keep a hold of your right knee with your right hand and go ahead and pull that right knee in towards your chest. So you can kind of switch the way that you're holding the knee with your hand. And as you bring the right knee closer in, feel again how the lower back probably is coming deeper into the floor. Now take your left leg straight up to the ceiling. Flex the ankle. So you're looking for length through the hamstring now. Keeping the left leg long, slowly lower the left leg to the floor. And you're thinking about this left leg like a standing leg. Later on, we will be standing on one leg. So the left toes are pointed towards the ceiling. That left leg is in neutral rotation. And begin to root the left thigh bone towards the floor. Like you want to push the floor down with your left thigh. Great. Now, this next movement, subtle but important, can you slide your pubic bone towards your tail while you're here? And it might feel like the right hip is so flexed that you can't do that. So just look for it. Begin to take your pubic bone towards your tail. Your left thigh bone keeps rooting towards the floor. Good. Maintain all of that. Flex your right ankle if it's not, and start to open your right knee off to the right. So you just widen your right knee a few inches to the right. Your pubic bone is still moving towards your tail or towards the floor. And can you release your right hand from your right knee and use your hip flexors to hold the leg, right leg in place?
Is it possible to lift your inner right heel towards the ceiling and think of moving your right knee towards the floor? This is all hip work. Notice, did your pubic bone pull up to your navel and your lower back come to the floor? That's what we're trying to not do. So moving the pubic bone down towards the tail. Great. Exhale, bring your right knee back to the middle, stand your right foot. And yeah, you might feel some warmth in that right hip crease. Okay, slide your left knee in, take a hold of the left knee, draw it in towards your chest. And it's, oh, that's nice. I don't have to work too hard. The lower back can really flatten into the floor. Okay, now take your right leg up towards the ceiling, flex the ankle, length through the back of the knee. And there's energy moving from right sitting bone all the way up to the heel, up and out the heel. And really keep that sense of flow through the leg as you lower the right leg down. And that right leg, it's as if it's a standing leg. So it's a little bit hugged towards the midline. The right calf can press into the floor. The right thigh bone is moving back, as if you could feel the floor with the back of the right thigh and press the floor down. And now, can you slide your pubic bone back? Move the pubic bone towards the tail, allowing the pelvis to tilt just a little bit. Now, I know you're holding your left knee into your chest, so there's resistance in that hip crease. But try to keep attention and awareness to the pubic bone sliding back. Flex your left ankle and widen your left knee to the left a few inches. Try not to have your whole pelvis pour over to the left, right? We have equal weight on both sides of the pelvis. The pubic bone is moving down towards the tail. Release your left hand from the left knee. See if you can use the hip muscles to hold the left leg there. And then just looking for a little extra external rotation. Can your left heel lift a little higher as your left knee moves towards the floor? And the pubic bone keeps sliding down towards the tail. Yeah, are you breathing? Hopefully you're breathing. Good, come back to the middle. Release that foot down. Okay, stand both feet again. Take that rock of the pelvis, just kind of an easy, okay, shake that out, soften those hip flexors. Great, let that pause. Press the feet into the floor and slowly start to peel the tail up. Moving towards an easy bridge pose here and just letting it be a moment to yawn, open the front of the hips to open up those hip flexors that just worked. Your thigh bones are reaching towards your knees. The shoulders and the back of the head can begin to press down. Great, exhale, lower the spine and the pelvis down and just roll to your side and come up to your hands and your knees. Okay, so bypassing down dog, we're gonna turn the toes under, walk your hands back towards your knees and fold forward into Uttanasana. Right away, we're gonna work with a bent leg Uttanasana. So that your belly and your lower ribs are touching your thighs, are resting on your thighs. Your arms can hang, soft fingers, soft wrists. I'm really feeling almost like gravity is magnified. Gravity is particularly magnified at your shoulders. So gravity is taking your shoulders towards your ears. Your muscles don't have to do it. So any kind of habitual action of hugging your shoulders up towards your ears with your shoulder muscles, can you let that go and just let gravity take your arms?
And remember the belly bolster, right? Remember that pressure in the abdomen. And then the breath work we did afterwards to try to maintain some kind of sense of movement of malleability in the belly. So looking for that here as you breathe in, you have not the same kind of pressure, but the legs are right there. So can you still feel some expansion into your side waist and your back? And as you breathe out, it's not that you're doing anything extra. It's actually the opposite. It's like you're letting go of some of the tension in the belly that allows the abdomen to draw back. And you might pause at the end of the exhale and feel this gentle hollowing up or doming up of the belly. Oh, you're working with that soft abdomen. And now can you begin to take your pubic bone back towards your tail? And again, this is very subtle and not much movement is needed for you to feel that it will start to wake up the hamstrings. Your knees might still be very bent, but as you slide your pubic bone back, you could also think of it like sliding the pelvic floor back. That's going to start to lift the sitting bones. The sitting bones look up or slide upward. And that's inviting some length in the hamstrings. So continue to slide your pubic bone back. Really keep that in your attention. And walk your hands a little bit in front of your feet. You could be up on fingertips. And begin to lengthen the spine, moving towards a flat back, but we're going to really maintain that pubic bone sliding back. You can keep as much of a bend of your knee as you'd like. Yeah, so maybe you can kind of grip the floor with your hands, or you might even be using fists on the floor. Whatever touch you have to your mat, think of pulling your mat back towards your feet, so that the sternum begins to shine forward. The pubic bone is sliding back. The sternum is like a flashlight beaming forward, reaching the ribs out of the pelvis. Yeah, start to wake up your upper back. So if your head is hanging, lift your head so that the neck and the head are a continuation of the spine. Good. Now, if you feel like you have a lot of weight in your hands, can you bring a bit more weight back to your heels so that your hands could slide up to your hips? Firm the legs, press the heels down. The hamstrings have to engage now to come all the way up to stand. Okay, come to stand and just let the pelvis settle, let the tail hang. Taking the gaze forward. On a breath in, sweep the arms forward and up. Front ribs are neutral, so those front ribs, make sure they haven't popped forward from lifting the arms. Keep the arms reaching and bend the knees. Take the pelvis back, move towards a chair pose. Now in this chair pose, think of the pubic bone sliding back. The arms are reaching like you're reaching for something that's a little too high to actually reach for. And that lifting of the arms helps to pull the weight of the ribs out of the pelvis. Okay, maybe you can lower your pelvis another inch. And we're going to come forward to what some of us call a low chair pose. So your spine is parallel to the floor. Your arms are still reaching forward. The pubic bone is sliding back. Sternum is shining forward. Good. Keep the spine just where it's at. Bring your hands to the floor. So you're back to a very similar position we were in a moment ago. Grab the floor. Pull the floor back with your hands. Stretch the chest forward. Think that you're doing a back bend here with your upper back. Great. And exhale. Fold over into Uttanasana. Let the head hang for a moment. And it can be that child's pose, Uttanasana, with bent legs. Good. Breathe in. Come to flat back. Sternum shines forward. Hands can slide up to hips and come all the way up to stand. Okay, so we're going to stay in standing. We're going to work with a few one-legged balances. So you may at this moment go to a wall if you know you need that. You know that can be helpful. Take a moment to move there. I'm just going to turn towards you so I can see you all a little bit better, but you can stay facing whatever direction of your mat is best for you. So just start to shift. Actually, bring your feet all the way together. So we're in Samasthiti. So the feet are very narrow, arms alongside the body. And right away, this is a balance because most people don't stand with their feet this narrow. All right, so you can imagine you've climbed up the top of a flagpole, and those flagpoles often have that big sphere at the top, and you're there. You're balancing there up at the top of the flagpole. That could either be helpful or make things harder because it's height and, you know, the whole image. But there's a sense of, okay, yes, I'm kind of narrowing things in. So now just begin to shift the weight into your right foot and bring your left knee toward your chest. Don't hold it with your hand though. Here's where if you need the wall, you're using the wall so that you can actually work in these positions. Okay, now with your left knee lifted, can you slide your pubic bone back? You slide your pubic bone back. Don't let that drop the left knee. So your left knee is still coming towards the chest. Great, pubic bone keeps sliding back. Open the left knee to the left. The left foot's flexed. Great, bring your left knee back to center and lower that foot down. So let me just show you one thing here. If I bring the knee in towards the chest, for most people, it kind of tucks that tail under, right? And now the pubic bone is coming forward and up. So we're trying to do the opposite. We're trying to keep neutral spine and neutral pelvis as the knee comes up. So we're working that without our hands. Okay, bring the feet together again. Bring your right knee towards your chest. You can flex the right foot. So hip flexor is doing all the work to pull the knee towards the chest. And the more that your knee comes towards the chest, the more that tail is going to want to curl under. We're resisting that by sliding the pubic bone back. Pubic bone is chasing the tail. Great. Keep sliding the pubic bone back. Open the right knee to the right. Great. Try to stay with it, with the breathing. And bring the right knee back to center. Bring that right foot down. Okay, come back to Samasthiti with the feet together. Shift the weight into the right foot. Draw the left knee up. Open the left knee. Okay, so option here, to stay here and just work that left knee forward. Try to take the left knee back as the left foot comes forward, left heel comes forward. So you're working that external rotation. Some of you can take a hold of the ankle and place the foot on the inner thigh or on the calf, somewhere you like to work tree pose. So if placing the foot on the leg doesn't work for you for various reasons, you can work with that open chain with the leg out in space. If the foot is on the leg, hug the foot and the thigh towards one another. And remember that little image of the rebounding trampoline. The pelvic floor, as you exhale, draws up, might give you a little lift through the spine. Great. Allow the arms to float up. Now, guess what? The pubic bone is still sliding back a little bit. And from there, feel that lift up the front of the spine. And if you're feeling pretty steady in your lower body, could you actually let your arms, your torso, your ribs move a little bit? You know, maybe just like a little breeze comes by. You might even turn your head and your eyes to see different things in your room. So there's a softness in the torso. Hey, it's as you have those solid legs. Great. Bring that, the left foot down. Bring the arms down. Come back to Samasthiti, that narrow Uttanasana. And pick up your right knee. Draw your right knee towards the chest. Pause there. See if you can access the pubic bone. Slide the pubic bone back. Move your left thigh bone back. Good. Open the knee to the right. You can stay here and work the external rotation by bringing your right heel forward and moving your right knee back. Or hand comes to the inner ankle, bringing the foot to the leg. Sometimes when the foot meets the leg, it's like, oh, I can relax now. Let's actually do the opposite. So you're going to press the thigh towards the leg. Exhale, try to find that sensation of the rebounding trampoline up. The spine lengthens towards the sky and the arms can float overhead. Looking for a softness in the whole upper body from basically from waist up. Just play with a little bit of movement. So we're not doing anything strict with the arms, the shape of the arms, or even the head, the neck, the ribs. We have that firm grounding from pelvis down that we're working with and looking for a little freedom in the upper body. Great. Slowly lower the arms down, lower the foot down. Okay, come to the top of your mat. Grab your blocks if you have blocks. Bend the knees, fold forward, finding Uttanasana, that bent leg Uttanasana we're working with today. Now, if you can bring your fingertips back so they're in line with your feet, do that. If that seems tricky for you, take your block so that they're right in line with your feet, to outside of your feet, and bring your hands there. Well, bend your knees a lot. See how low you can get your hips. Maybe your hips can be knee level. Slide your pubic bone back and feel the chest reaching forward. Think back bend with your upper back. Great, that looks great. Shift your weight to your left foot. Quietly step your right foot back into a lunge. Keep the back knee lifted. You can be up on fingertips or on blocks. Reach the right thigh bone for the ceiling. Good. And let the pubic bone also lift for the ceiling while you extend the chest forward. Good. Okay. So in a moment, we're going to step forward with the right foot. But the moment you lift that right foot off the floor, you're going to see how long you can kind of hang out there. So you'll push off the right foot. You'll bring the weight into the left foot and just pause with the right foot hovering. See if you can engage a lift in your left hip. So not sinking the weight into the left hip, but pulling the outer left hip to the ceiling. And then place the right foot down next to the left. Great. Bend the knees again. Extend the chest forward. Shift the weight to the right foot. Quietly step your left foot back into the lunge. Okay, so back leg stays straight. Lift the left thigh bone to the ceiling and feel the pubic bone sliding up towards the tail. Simultaneously, the sternum reaches forward. Great. So begin to organize yourself as if you're going to step forward. So you think about it first. You can start to push off the back foot and just let that leg hover. Your weight is in your right leg. Try to pump up that outer right hip. Lift the weight of yourself out of the right hip. Good. And then bring the left foot down next to the right. Set the blocks aside if you're using blocks. Bend your knees even more. Plant your hands. Walk your feet back as many steps as you need to your down dog.
Take a few moments to shift your feet, to shift your hands so you find the distance, the distances that feel right for you tonight. Great. Now, everybody, bend your knees just a little bit. Begin to slide your pubic bone back towards the wall behind you, right? Towards the wall that you can see. And as you keep sliding the pubic bone back, then you can try to lengthen the legs just a little bit, maintaining a length in the spine. Yeah, and that whole time we're using the arms, pushing the hands down and forward. Great. Gently lower the knees. Okay, if you need a little break from that down dog, because we're going to come back into it, just you can take a moment in child's pose and you can hang out there for as many breaths as you need and then join back in. We're going to take a block and put it between the thighs near the upper thigh area. So close to pubic bone. And the block will be on its narrowest width, most likely. So you have a hold of the block with the legs, turn the toes under, reach back to down dog. You can certainly work with bent knees. Press the floor down and forward with your hands. Hug the block and start to shoot the block back. Pubic bone slides back as you do that. And just see if the prop helps at all with that action of the pelvis. Good. Working to feel as much weight as back in your legs as possible. Good. Slowly lower the knees down. Okay, take that block out from between the legs. Walk your hands around. We'll come to sit for a moment to grab your blanket. Okay, one more thing here with the blanket. So you can unfold it and grab the fringe end, the short end. Roll it up so you have a little bolster. Bring that bolster behind you and also have a block handy so you can access a block. Okay, so we're going to lay down onto the bolster so that the bolster is across the upper back, mid thoracic area. The head will either come to the floor or you could slide that block underneath the head if you need that. Start by just taking your arms out, the palms up, the elbows can be softly bent. Allow your legs to lengthen here. The eyes could close. So we won't be doing anything detailed with the pubic bone, just simply feeling the weight of your pelvis and the weight of your legs. Notice if the bolster underneath your chest, if it asks your breathing in certain moments to be slightly different, if you notice a spontaneous breath higher up in your chest, maybe a longer inhale for a moment. And there still is that malleability that we're looking for in the abdomen as well as the lower spine. And just notice if your palms are facing the ceiling, the knuckles are probably touching the floor. So keep the knuckles touching the floor and just begin to slide your arms in the head direction of your room. So the backs of your hands stay on the floor. And the elbows may start to lengthen a little bit, and your arms might come a bit closer to your head. Knuckles stay on the floor, and then just slowly open your arms back out. See if you can let your elbows rest into the floor. Great. Now inhale your arms up towards the ceiling and rotate your arms so your palms face your legs. On a breath in, begin to take the arms overhead, meaning the upper arm bones will come towards the ears. Let the direction of your arms be that they are moving away from your feet. Now, the backs of your hands might get to the floor, but don't think that you're trying to move your arms down. There's a flow, direction of flow from the sides of your hips up the side seam of the body, armpit, shoulder joint area, all the way out the fingertips. Pelvis is heavy. The legs are relaxed if possible. Good. Gently let the arms come back out wide and bend your knees. Okay, we'll interlace the fingers behind the head. If you can bring your hands back to the floor then and let your head rest there, let the elbows be wide. Walk your feet all the way together so your inner feet touch and your inner knees touch. And there's just a little bit of a squeeze together. Slight effort to keep your legs touching. If your knees to the left, just an inch or two. But when you do it, pick your whole right foot up because your inner right foot is glued to your inner left foot. So you're being very detailed about that. Let your knees fall more to the left slowly. But see if you can do it keeping your right elbow grounded or right elbow wide. Take a moment there in the depth of the knee tilt. And slowly bring the knees back to center. So inner feet are glued together. So the moment you start to tilt your knees to the right, the sole of the left foot comes off the floor. Let the two knees fall to the right towards the floor, keeping the left elbow heavy. Good. Bring the knees back to center. And now going back and forth, you can move a little quicker. And not fast by any means, but you might move through the knees tilting side to side a bit quicker and noticing the turning of the vertebrae that are near the blanket. Either the vertebrae that are on the blanket, you might be able to sense. You might be able to sense the vertebrae just below where the blanket is. Can you feel this twisting that's happening up there? Of course, your pelvis is turning. Great. Okay, so in a moment, we're going to dismount off of this
blanket roll. So you could do that by just letting your knees tilt to one direction, bringing your head over to that direction, and then lift yourself up off of that blanket roll. Go ahead and set the blanket roll aside. Come back onto your back, your knees bent. Okay, take your block. We're going to lift the pelvis and put the block underneath the pelvis for supported bridge. Now, if you want more height, you can use two blocks. Or you can use one block. I'll show that. And just put the block right under the sacrum if your sacrum appreciates that, if you want a little bit more height. Now, if you do have more height, you have a bit more pressure down into your shoulder and the back of the head. So these next few cues you want to really pay attention to. So go ahead and walk one shoulder at a time, a little bit more underneath the body or towards your spine. And as you're doing that little walking action, you can also walk each shoulder blade a bit away from the ears. So your hands are reaching towards your heels. For some of you, they might be touching the heels. And after some of that walking, you can let that settle. So you really feel your shoulders are underneath you. The back of the head will gently press down, and the vertebra between the shoulder blades lift towards the ceiling. That's right. So you have something under the pelvis. It doesn't have to be block. It could be folded blanket if you don't have a block, but you're not holding the pelvis up. You have a support under the pelvis. Okay, this may be plenty for you. You might go, okay, I like this. My back feels good. I'm going to stay here. Our next step would be to start to walk quite slowly your feet away from your head. So both feet at the same time, just start to move away from you so that your knees, backs of knees begin to open. But we're going to try to keep the balls of the feet on the floor. So your feet are on the floor. You walk your feet away from your pelvis. The pelvis is up on that bolster or block. Now, wherever your feet are, can you push the feet a little bit into the floor? Some of you might have almost straight legs. Yeah, some of you can get there. Push the feet down and push your mat with your feet away from your head. In this position, can you slide your pubic bone towards your tail? Simultaneously, lift your chest up. Move the sternum towards the chin. Great. Okay, gently walk your feet back. Okay, so we're going to stay with this bolster or block under the pelvis. So I want you to feel really confident about where you have it. Should feel as though the sacrum, the entire sacrum, is on the block, not just the top of the sacrum. So the base of the sacrum near the tail is on the block. Another way to ensure that is to slide your pubic bone in the direction of your tail. It's just going to tilt the weight more towards the tail end of the sacrum. Now, can you keep that? Pick your right foot up so your right thigh is vertical and your right lower leg is just relaxed. And then pick your left foot up so your left thigh is vertical. Yeah, and just let your feet hang for a moment. So thighs are vertical. And see if you can take your pubic bone in the direction of your tail, so that we're not pouring all the weight on to the top of the sacrum. Great, can you keep that and start to lengthen your legs up? Now, for some of us, when we straighten the legs, the pelvis is going to want to tilt, so you may not be able to have fully straight legs
Just do what you can. Yeah, great. Good. That looks great. The pubic bone is sliding towards the tail. So you really feel the entire sacrum, top and bottom portions of the sacrum are flat on that prop. And then gently bring one foot down and then the second foot. Push the feet into the floor. Pick your pelvis up. Take a little breath in. Yawn open the front of the hips. Slide your prop out from underneath the pelvis and slowly roll down. Hug your knees into your chest. You can wrap your arms around the tops of your shins. Let the hip creases passively fold since your arms are doing the work. You can rock a little side to side. And then last thing here before Shavasana. So keep your knees wide, happy baby pose. Take a hold of your ankles or the outsides of your feet and gently pull down. It could just be your knees. You're holding your knees wider. But when you're in this happy baby pose, can you still work? The pubic bone is sliding away from your navel. So not to get discouraged with that action. If it feels like there's hardly any movement, that's okay. Even just starting to bring the awareness to that is creating some more movement than perhaps was there already. Okay, gently release your feet. Take a moment to grab whatever you need for Shavasana. Let your legs come long. Really give some space for your legs to spread from one another. So some of you maybe have already put something over your eyes, covered the eyes. I'm just going to do one thing here in Shavasana. Take either hand and place the palm on your forehead. So your fingers will be pointing to one side. And so you just simply feel the weight of your palm molds to the shape of your forehead. Like gravity really acts on your hand, so there's a sense of weight across the forehead. Simply bringing attention to the frontal lobe of the brain, which is this more analytical, planning, organizing mind space. Let your hand simply invite that frontal lobe of the brain to soften. You could do the smallest movements with the palm of your hand just to feel just the skin of your forehead. You may just shift it a tiny bit in one direction and the other. And then gently release your hand from your forehead. The eyes are closed. Let the weight of your eyes drop back towards the back brain. Feeling how your whole back space meets the floor. And you may notice some parts of the body meeting the floor. The mind might jump a bit from one place to the next, feeling how one area meets the floor and then the next. And see if it's possible for you to sense all of those parts as one whole, as your whole self, using the floor as feedback. And then beginning to sense the landscape on the front of the body. Sensation of air around you, sensation of clothes or fabric, blanket that's covering you. Gathering all this information about the front of the body, different areas of the front of the body. Some might be easier to sense. And just see if you can picture the whole front of the body. Imagine the entire front of the body is very light. Like a feather, like air, like a soft wind, a lightness through the whole front of the body. And come back to sense the back of your body as if gravity is being magnified. The whole back of the body is heavy. Like bags of sand. And then simultaneously, can you sense the back of the body and the front of the body? The whole body. And you can continue resting. Take a moment to look for that movement of your breathing, the dynamic movement in your abdomen, even though it might be small right now. Great. And gently let your head roll a bit side to side. Moving the limbs. And when you're ready, roll all the way onto your side to a fetal position. And use your hands to come up to a comfortable seat. Great, bringing the palms together. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. And may you care for yourself with joy. Take a breath in. Exhale. Namaste.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can, give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.